Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. The world is looking with astonishment, with excitement, with fear at the Middle East, wondering what is going to happen next. Of course, we all understand that Iran has attacked Israel, and I'd like to read to you from an article by the German mass tabloid Bild Online, which had this to say on April 14. The terrorist regime Iran, attacked Israel with over 300 drones and missiles on Sunday night. Almost all projectiles were intercepted. The majority of the drones were launched from Iran itself. The slow-flying drones took several hours to cover the distance of more than 1,500 kilometers to reach Israel. Enough time for fighter jets, including from Israel and the United States, apparently some from the UK, and the Iron Dome protective shield to intercept the projectiles. Some experts are certain the mullahs deliberately limited the attacks, they're talking about calculated escalation, so as not to become the target of US retaliation, for example. Highly doubtful. Goes on to say, other experts say Iran underestimated the strength of its missile defense. Talking about Israel's missile defense. More probable. It goes on to say that, on the other hand, the government of US President Joe Biden is trying to prevent the Jewish state from retaliating. If the mullahs regime were to get away after this direct attack on Israel, it would be a devastating signal, Bild Online writes. It would encourage Iran and its terrorist groups to launch new attacks. And then it went on to say that since the mullah's attack on Israel, it has become clear how much Germany's weak Iran policy has failed. And thus another building block in the foreign policy legacy of Angela Merkel and Frank-Walter Steinmeier, who as chancellor and foreign minister wanted to appease the Iranian regime. As with Russia, they relied on pandering rather than deterrence in their relationship with Iran. In both cases, they failed. Russia and Iran used the time given to them by Germany, among others, to rearm and start brutal wars. Historian Michael Wolfson provides a devastating testament to German foreign policy. After the Russia debacle, the debacle of Merkel and Steinmeier's Iran policy is now becoming apparent. Instead of containing Iran, the regime was given a free hand. Iran was able to surround our allies, especially Israel, with its terror proxies and further develop its drones and missiles. Tehran did this under the protection of the nuclear deal which Frank-Walter Steinmeier played a leading role in pushing forward. German-Iran policy has protected and strengthened the regime in Tehran. Die Welt, another very popular mass circulation in Germany, had this to say. FDP General Secretary Bian der Sarai harshly judges Europe's completely misguided approach to Iran and criticizes the focus on the nuclear agreement. I am not sure the Iranians didn't want to cause harm. The Iranian leadership wanted to test Israel's strategic defense capabilities, and that to me is the most plausible explanation here. From the point of view of the FDP General Secretary, this is a new dimension in a conflict that has so far been waged indirectly via pro-Iranian militias such as Hamas. The current problems are also an expression of a completely failed Iran strategy. The Iran strategy of the last few years has been extraordinarily naive. Now, this is talking about Germany. This is talking about Europe. I'm going to talk about now also the United States, because everything we have just read about Germany and Europe applies to the USA. Here's an article by the New York Post, dated April 14. The Biden administration is being blasted for allowing billions of dollars to allegedly flow into Iran under a controversial sanctions waiver. Last month, the White House extended a waiver, a move that unlocked up to $10 billion more in frozen funds by enabling Iraq, to pay the Iranian government for electricity services. The White House claims the unfrozen funds can only be used for humanitarian purposes. But some Republican lawmakers say a lack of transparency and accountability has resulted in the funds being used to pay for state-sanctioned terrorist operations. And who can doubt this? Who can actually doubt this? It goes on to say that President Biden's policies of appeasing Iran while waging political warfare against Israel led Tehran to conclude it could launch a massive attack on Israel and face no consequences. Very, very true. Biden again tries to hold Israel back from defending itself while maintaining both United States and United Nations sanctions relief for Iran. I mean, can you actually believe that? It goes on to say that all the while the White House has been given Tehran access to cash in hopes of appeasing them, encouraging better behavior. And the article says here, and I quote, a policy more commonly known as appeasement. America today does not enforce its oil sanctions on Iran, allowing Iranian crude to freely flow to China and other Asian destinations. Iran has faced no consequences from the United States for October 7, despite years of funding, training, and arming Hamas. Nor has Iran faced consequences for directing missile attacks against Israel from Lebanon, missile attacks against the United States Navy from Yemen, and missile and drone attacks on both Israel and U.S. forces from Iraq and Syria, even after the murder of three American soldiers. Now, let me just remind you that Iran launched these drones and missiles from its own territory, and projectiles were also fired overnight from Iraq. They have this deal with Iran to pay for electricity services, right? So they were launched from Iraq and Syria and Yemen. Now, there's also a report out there that Iran notified the United States that they would take action against Israel, and that the United States said to Iran, yeah, but keep it in limits. Now, if this is true, this is an absolute scandal, in my estimation. They say, well, Jordan helped as well. And it appears like that they did. They helped Israel to an extent, but why? Because they loved Israel so much? Now, think about the fact that those missiles were directed towards Israel, which would also include the Temple Mount. And here Breitbart wrote on April 13, and something which has been confirmed by other Jewish papers, Israel intercepted missiles over one of Islam's holiest sites, the Dome of the Rock, during the attack launched by the Iranian regime this weekend. So Jordan was very concerned that those missiles might destroy the Dome of the Rock and the Al-Aqsa Mosque, and what a disaster that would have been. But you see, this isn't over. It's not over for the simple reason that the Bible tells you very clearly that a third temple will be built on the Temple Mount where the Al-Aqsa Mosque and the Dome of the Rock are standing. Well, obviously, they will have to be removed in one way or another so that a third temple can be built. Now, how this is going to happen, we have to just wait and see, but such a missile attack could very well have something to do with it. I believe Israel is going to retaliate against the encouragement of all their allies not to do it. How can they possibly not do it? Somebody said you've got to be out of your mind to think that Netanyahu will not do anything about it. We have prepared a free booklet, the Book of Zechariah. The Book of Zechariah. This booklet goes into the future of Israel as to what's going to happen very soon. So please ask for a free copy. Stay tuned for a video regarding this booklet. And thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
You may be surprised to learn that the ancient book of Zechariah was written for our time. How important is this Old Testament book for our immediate future? What do all the visions and prophecies in this book want to tell us? For example, will there be a third temple in Jerusalem before the return of Christ? Times are getting worse for this planet, and there is only one way through which humanity can be saved. This booklet shows you what that way is. For a free copy, please go to eternalgod.org.